Welcome into a new episode of the Bengals Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Conway, here at the Inquirer Studios with podcast and producers and staff photographers Sam Green and Phil Didion. And we are here to break down everything that is going on with the Cincinnati Bengals. And we could be here to talk about the good and the bad. But right now, there's not a ton of good going on right now. And I think people want answers when starts like this happen. And no one was predicting the Bengals to be 1-3 and rank the following. So I figured I'd start this podcast off by going through some rankings. So you have to wait until the Monday night game is over to know where exactly everything stands league wide. So they came out on Tuesday and they're worse than you might expected. So brace yourself while I run through them. Total offense, number 32. Rushing offense, number 31. Passing offense, number 29. Scoring offense, number 31. Total defense, number 24. Rushing defense, number 31. Passing defense, number 14. Scoring defense, number 18. Turnover differential, 12. So, where is the biggest issue with this Bengals team? And on Sunday night after the Titans loss, I wrote a story on Cincinnati.com that's still available if you want to check it out about who is to blame for the Bengals 1-3 start. And the blame, in my opinion, is across the board when statistics show that it's not good enough on both sides of the ball. The Bengals return almost every single starter on the offensive side of the ball. Yes, Joe Burrow's calf is crippling this offense, but Zach Taylor and the coaching staff have decided to keep playing Joe Burrow. Whether that's Joe Burrow really saying, I can do it, I can do it, and the coaching staff believing him at his word, like Zach says, at some point, I do think the decision is going to come for Zach Taylor and whether Mike Brown and Katie and Duke Tobin are involved. But if this offense continues to sputter like it did on Sunday, do you seriously consider telling Joe Burrow, while we appreciate you wanting to gut through this, you're actually hurting the team more than you're helping in the fact that because your calf is so limited, we are not a threat to any defense that we face. And that this game against the Arizona Cardinals is going to tell you a lot about that. Because if there are no dramatic changes to this offense and they continue to roll out the same offense that they have over the last four games, it's hard to find more wins on the schedule. As I mentioned in my article on Cincinnati.com, the Bengals have not even hit the hardest part of their schedule, and that's coming. After the bye, they face the San Francisco 49ers, who, in my opinion, is the best team in the NFL right now. They're 4-0, and they average more than 30 points per game and have one of the NFL's best defenses. The week after that, they host the Buffalo Bills, who put up 48 points against the Miami Dolphins last week and rank in the top 10 in points per game on offense. Then, after that, they head to Baltimore, a team that the Bengals have struggled year in and year out when Lamar Jackson plays to stop. So you know that in order to beat the Ravens, you're going to have to put up, in my opinion, at least 23 points because Lamar Jackson's going to get his. So at some point, either Burrow's calf is going to have to get dramatically better and they're going to have to be able to open this offense up and have him start taking more deep shots and doing different things on the offense, or they're going to have to make an executive decision and say, we can't do this anymore and expect to win. So we're going to try and roll with Jake Browning until your calf can get better enough to the point that you feel comfortable moving around the field. That decision is coming. Which way it will go, we do not know, but these next 2 weeks before the bye are going to be critical for the Bengals for a lot of reasons, with that being number one. But by the Bengals continuing to say that they're going to play him this week, I asked Zach Taylor on Monday, is Joe Burrow going to start and play on Sunday against the Cardinals? He said yes, paused, and then said, that's a strange question. It is not a strange question. That is the biggest question around the Bengals team right now. You turn on any sports talk radio show, read any article right now, they're all centered around Joe Burrow's calf and what the Bengals' plans for them is. By them deciding to go with Burrow again this week, that's their decision. And who knows, it could work out and the Bengals score 30 points against the Cardinals and look like the unit that we all expected them to be. That's the best case scenario. Here's the worst case scenario. The Bengals decide to play Joe Burrow this week. He either injures his calf worse. He was hit an alarming amount of times against Tennessee Titans and sacked a lot. And Jeffrey Simmons, the Titans All-Pro defensive tackle, said after the game, our number one goal was to harass the pocket and affect the quarterback. Every team is going to do that until Burrow proves he can maneuver the pocket enough to escape pressure. The worst case scenario, other than him getting hurt again, which you hope to God does not happen, is that the Bengals miss an opportunity in another week to rest him. Say this offense can't produce anything. Then the next week they decide, you know what? We got to rest him. You just lost a week to rest. And those weeks matter when you're trying to save your season after the bye. So there's a lot to talk about there. There's not an easy decision. And I'm not trying to say that the Bengals should be faulted for how they've handled it. I mean, Joe Burrow gives this team the best chance to win. I think that what is happening is there's a disconnect between what Burrow feels during the week in practice when nobody is pressuring him and nobody is barreling down at him to Sundays. And I think some of it is mental for Burrow. I think, yes, he has limitations physically, but how could you not have the fear in your head of getting hit once again and retweaking it and that being your season? The whole retweak in week two just really set this thing back more than I think anybody probably imagined. But Burrow is one of the toughest competitors in the NFL, and he's going to try and work his way through this. And the Bengals believe that he's going to get better as the season goes, as long as there's no setback. So I think, in my opinion, if you don't see dramatic changes with the offensive game plan this week, it's hard to see this team getting enough wins to be able to turn the season around and make the playoffs. But as I said, we'll wait and see. The Cardinals are no slouch team. They came into the season probably being a team you thought might be the worst team in the NFL. Well, they beat the Dallas Cowboys a couple weeks ago, who is one of the best teams in the NFL. So it's by no means can the Bengals go in there and think if they just show up, they're going to win. They've lost the right to feel that way because of how they've played in the first four games. So we will see how this Bengals offense works. The Bengals offense is also likely to be without T. Higgins. We had a chance to speak with T. Higgins on Monday, and he said he's going to try and play through it. He's in a lot of pain, and he said that if I miss this week, I'll definitely be back next week. So it doesn't sound like it's a long-term injury, but you might be without one of your best players. There's also the factor of, when is Irv Smith coming back without that hamstring injury? Are they going to continue to have to roll out Mitchell Wilcox, Tanner Hudson, and Drew Sample at tight end? We will see. Jamar Chase continues to be the sole bright spot for this team on offense, and he'll continue to be the focal point. But Jamar Chase, as he says, he's always open. So why not? If the Bengals are going to stick with Joe Burrow, go down swinging. Let him start putting the ball down the field. And if it ends up hurting the offense and it doesn't work, at least you went back to what you made your money on, and that is trying to be an explosive offense. And if it works, then it's great. I think you got to take the training wheels off here if you're going to continue to go with Joe Burrow. And that's just my thoughts on the Bengals offensive side of the ball. The Bengals defensive side of the ball. There is no excuse for this unit to be 31st in rushing defense and 24th in total defense. They returned every starter except for Dax Hill and Nick Scott. This team is a veteran-led defense with plenty of guys who have been in Lou Anarumo's system for years. But as DJ Reader said, you have to want to tackle. The Bengals suffered their worst tackling performance against Derrick Henry and the Titans. And if there's ever a running back that you can't afford to have a bad tackling day against, it's Derrick Henry. And Lou Anarumo said they had 12 missed tackles. It was a team high in the last 3 years. And there were players that they've played, paid a lot of money to play better than they did on Sunday. Everybody has a bad day, but there is a trend right now with the Bengals run defense, and that is they are not playing well enough against and making the plays that we've seen them make over the last couple of years against some of these premier running backs. And as Sam Hubbard said, it's no excuse to say, well, they have a really good rushing offense. Everyone in the NFL has capable players. And yes, three of the four games have the Bengals played the top rushing offenses in the NFL. Yes, but the Bengals, as I just mentioned, are paying their players along the defensive line and along that linebacker level a lot of money to make plays and bring players to the ground. And it just hasn't been consistent enough. And so I think that the Bengals will get it right on defense. There's too many good players that have a lot of pride in their performance. And I think that they will get it right. Lou Anarumo will make sure they get it right. But there's also the factor of they're on the field too much because the Bengals offense goes three and out and can't do enough. So that does take a toll, and that's worth bringing up. So I think the Bengals have got to get things right on both sides of the ball this week. This is a season-saving game. They beat the Cardinals. You then beat the Seahawks, which is going to be a tough outfit. If you're able to get to 3-3 at the bye, you give yourself a chance when you get out of the bye. But as I mentioned, they have the hardest part of their schedule coming. You have to win these two games to give yourself a chance. And that starts with going on a road trip to Arizona, taking care of business, not just winning, beating the doors off the Cardinals, I think would give this locker room such a confidence boost and much needed. And they have the players to do it. I go back to a comment that Ja'Marr Chase made 2 weeks ago, and that is, if Burrow is injured and hurt and compromised, it is on the receivers to do more. Ted Karras said, we have to play perfect for Joe Burrow. It's on the offensive line to play better. And as Ted Karras said to me walking out of the locker room on Monday, we have to get to 3-3 at the bye. And that's exactly what this team's going to try and do in Arizona. And we will be right there to bring you all the coverage of this week 5 game against the Arizona Cardinals. So be sure to keep it at cincinnati.com for all of your coverage of the Cincinnati Bengals. And I look forward to talking with you guys next week.